This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's attempt to defund the Fulbright program has stalled in the U.S. House. Boebert says she offered the amendment as part of President Trump's commitment to end government waste, fraud, and abuse. She criticized the flagship American Exchange program.
For years, the Fulbright program acted as a taxpayer-funded handout for trans fanatics, Green New Deal activists, and agents of foreign powers seeking to undermine the United States of America.
Republican Jeff Crank was the only other Colorado representative to vote for it. Supporters of the Fulbright program on both sides of the aisle noted alums include 44 heads of state, 63 Nobel Prize winners, and many national business and tech leaders. 11 Western governors, including Jared Polis, have signed a new energy pact to strengthen the power grid. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports.
The agreement endorses goals described in the Western Transmission Expansion Coalition, or WESTEC, which analyzed transmission needs across the region with input from utilities, state and tribal governments, and others. The main goal of this 10-year plan is to meet growing energy needs. Lindsay Mayer with Utah's Office of Energy Development calls it historic and says it will expedite long-term projects, ultimately benefiting consumers.
This way, we're ultimately saving people money because every single time you add more years or delays to building these projects, you're adding expenses.
The first part of the plan identifies thousands of miles of transmission needed, of which most are already planned as either new expansion or modernizing aging infrastructure.
Yvette Fernandez reporting. This is CPR News.